Shalom to all. Today we're learning the Sechas of Zara Perik Dalin Misha Dalin Mishnah. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shish Mizecha to find Yosef Kagon Bikar of Mamish. Mishnah Dalin tells us Avod Zara Shal Eved Kachavim Asur Miyad. In Avod Zara of a non-Jew is Asur right away, which means when the non-Jew made it with intention for it to be Avod Zara, even though he never actually served it, it's Asur right away. But Vishal Yisrael, if a Yid has an Avod Zara in Asur Ajit Avod, it's not Asur until he actually serves it. Another day in Eved Kachavim Mevatal Avod Zara Shaloi Vishal Chaveroi, a non-Jew could be Mevatal. He could nullify his own Avodah Zarah or even his friend's Avodah Zarah, but Yisrael ain't a Mevatal Avodah Zarah Shalav Kachavim. A Yid is not able to be Mevatal Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Now, Mevatal Avodah Zarah, Bito Misham Sheha, if a person was Mevatal Avodah Zarah, so that's Mevatal the Misham Shem Avodah Zarah, which means anything that's there for the service of it is also Batal, because if the Avodah Zarah is not relevant, then those things that were meant to service it are not relevant either, and everything's Mutter. But Bito Misham Sheha, if he was only Mevatal, if he nullified those things that serve it and shows that they're not important, Misham Shem we turn Vihi Asura. The Misham Shem are Mutter, but the Avodah Zarah itself is still Asur. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah says, Ketzer Mevatla. How is one Mevatla on Avodah Zarah? How does he nullify it? And the basic idea is he just has to show that it's not important anymore. So, Kata Rosh Aznav, he cuts off the tip of its ear, Rosh Chatma, the tip of its nose, Rosh Etzba, the tip of its finger, or Pechasa, Afal Pisha Loichesra, if he ruined it, even though he didn't take anything away from it. For example, let's say it was made out of metal and he smashed its face, so he didn't actually remove a piece off of it, but he totally mangled it. That's Pechasa, Afal Pisha Loichesra, Bitla, he's Mevatla it, because he clearly showed that his Avodah Zarah is not important. However, Rakik Bifoneh, if he spat in front of it, Hishtim Bifoneh, he urinated in front of it, Gera, he dragged it through the mud, Vizark Basatsaya, or he threw excrement at it, Arizu Enabatela, that's not considered being Mevatalit, because it could be that he just got mad at his Avodah Zarah for a short amount of time, so that's why he did this shameful thing to it, but maybe he's going to reconcile with his Avodah Zarah later, and therefore it's not considered Bittul. Now, let's say Machara, a Mishkana, the non Jew sold his Avodah Zarah or gave it as a Mashkan collateral to somebody else, Rebbe and Rebbe says Bittul, that's considered a Bittul Avodah Zarah, because you don't do that to your god, to your idol, you don't sell it or give it as a mashkain. However, Chamorim the Chamim say, Lay Bitel, that's not a Bitel of Aydazara, and the Lach is like the Chamim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.